want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is hoe cakes. The great writer on Southern foodways, John T. Edge, has morphed in his worldview. He has a book titled The Potlicker Papers. In there, he writes, "When I first began thinking and writing about the South, I focused on continuities. Traveling the PD of South Carolina, I looked for the oldest whole hog barbecue joint still run by the same family. In Kentucky, I quested for dent meal hoe cakes, cooked according to the 19th century techniques and served in storied quarters. Even when I traveled beyond the region, I focused on places that preserved the South in amber. In St. Louis, I wolfed a tripe sandwich at the Colonel's one-leg Arkansas fried chicken. On the south side of Chicago, I savored sweet potato pie at Baby Jean's Yazoo Mississippi-style soul food." But over time, John has updated his thinking and his view on what the identity of Southern food has become. It is, like all over America, but especially in some amazing parts of our country, increasingly dynamic. He now speaks and writes in this way. Immigrants are active Southerners. They choose to live here, to raise families, to grow businesses, despite unfavorable odds that may, in this new age of American isolation, temporarily thwart innovation, active Southerners are reinventing the region. Bravo, say I. Relevant examples of what can be done in this much more diverse American South can be found in several books. One is a book by a chef I recently met at an event we both cooked at. His name is Todd Richards. Chef Richards is cooking out of Atlanta. I'd hightail it to his place today, if I could, to sample his take on hoe cakes. I admire Todd's deep understanding of the shifting characteristics of vegetables as one experiences them through the growing seasons. He writes, "I often serve hoe cakes in the fall. Corn's distinctive grassy essence really shines through in the later harvest. Let's put it in a nutshell. An onion changes in flavor and texture over its growing season. Like we humans, change is inevitable, and to understand it is to be able to embrace it. Chef Richards' hoe cakes are very traditional, but he shows you how to serve them with his salmon croquettes, which creates a fusion between old ways and a modern chef's skills." Another chef by the name of Asha Gomez, also now a resident of Atlanta, has a recipe for puffy ginger hoe cakes in her book, My Two Souths. Miss Gomez was born in the Kerala region of southern India and came to settle in Atlanta when she married. I enjoy the works of people like Asha and also of Sandra Gutierrez, whose groundbreaking cookbook, The New Southern Latino Table, entered my cookbook library in 2011. It is one I continue to reach for. Sandra melds the cuisine of her Latin American roots with that of her adopted Carolina home, proving that the heart can have two homes and savor both with equal gusto. Here in our Miami Restaurant 3, we are serving a warm hoe cake with house-made pimento cheese spread and some world-class jamón ibérico. It riffs on the southern adoration for ham, but done with a ham that is more subtle than its saltier cousin. There is a place for both of them in my world of eating. Pass the hoe cakes. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Come on, children! We got soul food and